You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Wokeish, your ratchet source of sophisticated ignorance. We've come to baffle you with our bullish and dazzle you with our brilliance. Give it up for the squad. It's episode 3.
Yo, yo,
hey, yo. Hey.
Wokeish is a podcast for the people by some really dope people. And our goal is to open your eyes to see what's going on in the Black community and to have a very important conversation. So we want to welcome you guys to the family. I am your infamous First Lady E, and I'm going to give it over to Scooby Rose.
Yo, yo, yo. Give it up one more time for episode 3, y'all.
Yes, 3's a charm.
And can we shout out the fact that the whole squad is complete?
We in the
squad,
though. Y'all know who we got in here?
Yes.
Y'all know who's sitting to my right?
What?
Who is Mr. P. Robinson?
Who that?
What's up, y'all?
Pierre, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
You excited to be here, bro?
I'm glad to be here, man.
I'm excited to have you.
Yeah, right, yeah. We complete. We complete, man. We are definitely complete. How was your week, man?
It was good. It was good. Just chilled, did some singing. That's about it.
All right. That's always good to sing. I wish I knew how to sing. For real.
Vocal lessons, $25.
Hey, hey.
That's the plug.
Shay Latisse in this piece.
Hello there.
What's going on? How was your week, baby?
Oh, it was pretty good. It ain't been no BS this week. I've been sane for this week, so it's all good.
Good to have you back. Good to have you back. Coach, what up?
What up, though?
How's your week, bro?
Nah, it's been good, man. I've been off all week from the other job and starting a new one Monday, so I'm good. I'm getting ready for that, so.
All right, man. You still on AP?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You're not at Home Depot, are you? We're gonna sidebar that.
That's we'll talk about that later.
All right. Dom G.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
We just made up today, y'all. I'm happy, Dom. We had a.
It was a battle.
He was gonna get the chair.
University.
Yep, I had a scholarship.
He was gonna get the chair.
I did. How was your week?
It was cool. Me and the kid were both sick this week, unfortunately. But hey, we still breathing, so.
Is that why you in here sounding like Wanda Sykes?
Shout out
Go
to Wanda
get the
Sykes.
Go get the chair.
Shout out to, that's one of my favorite comedians.
Hey, she had the dopest stand-up I've seen.
D-Walk.
Yo, 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 what's going on?
Man, I'm glad you ain't make my drink tonight. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I know, man. I tried to pass it around. Nobody even wanted anything to do with it. So I
you ain't got
to
worry
me.
About that. Okay.
Okay, not yet. Right. Got you.
How was your week, bro?
Oh, man. So I am happy to say.
Uh-oh.
I am happy to say.
Drum roll.
I got my truck. So I am no longer a threat to society while driving around on these streets. So if you see me out here, I'm not gonna say, but you know, I got a little something special.
Yeah, I was so excited for you, bro, when you sent that text. I'm like, yeah, okay, you can follow me now.
Yeah, because I wasn't behind nobody. It was bad.
First Lady,
what's going on?
You back? That's
I'm
what's
back.
Going on.
I am. It was an eventful weekend last weekend.
Listen.
You back?
I miss y'all.
We missed you. Hey, I'm just glad we got
virtual. I missed everybody.
So shout out to Beauty Shop Chronicles.
Yes. The Beauty Shop Chronicles at Northwest Activity Center. It was great. You know, Pierre was in it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pete. Yeah, that's why he wasn't here.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's why he missed last week.
Yeah.
I hate that we didn't make it to see you in this one, but the next one we know how to go about.
Yeah. We'll just record live from the play.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Y'all can still buy tickets right now.
You guys, you cannot buy tickets right now. Please don't listen to him.
Right. Well, my week was rough, y'all. It was a rough one.
Oh no.
I'm gonna put it like this, because I ain't gonna vent. I said I was gonna vent at first, but I ain't about to go through all of that. It started out with somebody that I cared about hating, and then by the end of the week, I'm still involved in a business venture with an ex that we're tied to financially, so it ain't nothing we can do about it. And she been on some, I want to do what I want to do stuff. Nah, bro, not with my money. You know what I mean? So right. It's just been. Then that, and then I had a rough day at work. But hey, I'm here, and I'm with the family.
We're here
for the culture.
This is when we recharge,
and, man. I'd be so excited to get here, bro. Yes. I'd be waking up like, is it Saturday yet? Still Monday. All right. D-Walk.
Yo,
we're gonna try this again, bro. Like,
you sure you wanna go through this? Because you are not going to like it.
Well, I knew this shit was gonna be aimed at me.
I double dog dare you.
All right, let's get it.
It's a good one. I got a good one. All right, are you guys ready? Yeah. All right, so this segment here, we are going to do word of the day.
Let's go, word.
All right, y'all ready?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, Scooby not. All right. Today's word of the day. Affinity. A spontaneous or natural liking or sympathy for someone or something. All right.
Mm-hmm. Say that one more time.
Affinity. A spontaneous or natural liking or sympathy for someone or something. I appreciate everybody who has an affinity for our show.
Natural liking.
All right.
Yeah. Can I go next, though? Go for it, man. Okay. So I got on the phone, right, and I was talking to my homegirl, and she was like, "Come on over, baby. I got cable." I said, "What you got? You got that Comcast?" She said, "No, I got that Xfinity."
Oh my god!
We knew it was coming. I knew one of y'all was gonna do it. I didn't know which one, but I knew it was coming.
Okay, I definitely didn't use it, right? But whatever.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Xfinity had good shit, so sure. Let's go for it.
First lady go. Make her go next.
Go for it.
All right. Welcome, guys. So today we're going to give you a story. The segment is called Situational Bullshit.
It's your turn to do a sentence.
Hey, I was just going to roll with it. Like,
I was like, we're going to
this segment not over.
I don't have a sentence. What made you think I was going to have a sentence?
We got to go around the room.
Let's go with Pierre.
We'll come back to her.
Let's go with Pierre.
He got it. Come on.
Lady E has an affinity for the plethora of meals that I cook.
Uh-oh. You can cook?
Don't be using words like plethora in my word. Bro,
really? Did you not hear the word you just said?
I didn't know. I was supposed to act like I came out of DPS.
Ooh.
Okay, next.
Wait a minute, Chi-Town.
Yes. What time for the Chi-Town?
Go with Coach. I know he had long enough to sit on it.
Let's see. Shayla has an affinity for these flaming hot Doritos. They're sitting right here.
She threatens us every week.
Is she about to pull them up?
She about to get the strap.
She is the reason.
All right.
Oh.
Fire.
And I started to grab you a bag.
And he brought you.
Oh my goodness.
Wait a minute.
Fire.
However, because he thought enough to get them, because he thought enough to bring these, I'm going to go ahead and accept them because, you know, it's the thought that counts.
However,
I'm going to text you a picture of what they actually look like.
Dom, let's go with Dom.
Huh?
You next.
Is it affinity or affinity? What was it? Spill it.
Oh my god.
Hey.
Affinity.
Affinity. Dom has an affinity for tacos and nachos. And mild sauce from Chicago.
You handled that.
Oh, she said mild sauce. Yes. Look, real quick. Mild sauce is not what y'all think it is.
Yes, it is.
It's nasty.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, it is not nasty.
Don't y'all believe that. You can't trust nobody with dreads.
Hold on, Randy.
Thank you.
Yeah, engineer chiming in here. mild sauce has the best flavor because all the hot. The hotter sauces, just the hotter they get, the more chemically they taste.
Thank you, sir.
So you don't like Diablo?
Let's go, no. Randy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, so this is the only second in life I don't like Randy.
Yeah. So I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to say it, but since I have somebody else backing me, yeah, you lost the point.
Thank you.
Shayla.
Wait. Sorry, did I miss the memo? Almost everybody's
they
wearing
They hate
red.
On Chicago.
No, everybody's wearing red.
Oh, yeah. This show's about love.
Love for affinity.
Because we love you, Randy.
Love it.
Everybody except Greg right now.
Shayla?
It was just a second. You know, that's my power to Randy.
When I was watching Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear said, affinity and beyond.
Why did I think of that? That was better than mine.
I mean, it's infinity, but okay. Whatever, who cares? Lady E, are you ready now?
I'm ready.
Okay, I made
Wait,
sure
I'm
you
not,
were last.
I'm still mad. I need another minute. That was a good one.
Next week. I text it to you next week. We get your whole week.
I'm going to get all the jokes.
Lady E?
So, my friend decided that he was going to give me a car. So, we went to the dealership and got me an Affinity.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm not.
I worked hard on that.
Good job.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm not going to give her credit for that. She had all this time to sit here and think about. We had to go on the fly, okay? I probably took the one she was thinking about saying. She definitely took the one I thought about saying.
You know why I'm gonna give it to her? Because she skipped over my whole segment. And said, I'm just happy you came up with something. Thank you.
I really didn't know that everybody was supposed to get one. I felt like we were moving quickly, but I'm not the facilitator.
It's all good.
First lady, whenever you're ready.
So I'm next this time?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I just said first lady.
Okay, I just wanted to verify this time because you caught my name the last time, too.
To give a sentence. Everybody in the room knew but you.
I'm just saying. You have
everybody at home knew, but you see, everybody, y'all knew, didn't
you? You should have specified. That's all I'm trying to say. All
right.
Let's if you knew she was supposed to give a sentence, go ahead on the fan page and let us know.
Oh, really? That's how you feel today?
Wow. Hey.
Y'all going to leave my sister alone.
Oh,
you going to lose that truck.
Up today?
He got backup, but he ain't got mild sauce.
He going to go back there and he going to lick that truck. The Lord give it, the Lord take it away.
Hey, if you take that money, make sure it's totaled out.
Oh, exactly. So, anywho, this segment is called Situational Bullshit.
Hey.
And this is where we give you guys a situation, and you tell me what you would do in this situation. Okay? So, the situation is for men, you are dating a young lady who is expecting. Women, you are expecting. And all of a sudden, after the 7th month of you guys dating, you start having these sharp pains. So you go to the emergency room and they tell you that you are 8 months pregnant. So the question is,
wait, who's 8 months?
The lady is 8 months pregnant that you've been dating for 7 months. Y'all didn't catch it. Okay.
Right.
So the question is, she tells you that she had a last-minute encounter before she met you. Positive, he's the father, and there was nothing else with this man. So now that you know that she's pregnant and it's definitely not your baby, what do you do? I'm going to start with Pierre.
My sister's petty, by the way.
I'm giving y'all a chance, even though y'all talked about me.
She's petty. So, actually, that was something similar to it. However, what do I do? I'm out. And the reason I'm out is because you knew at some point that if it wasn't going to work out with this person and you still slept with them, then that was goodbye sex. And so you just had hello sex with me.
Mm.
And so, therefore, yeah, I'm gone.
Hello,
you know, because it's like, so after that, so what happens? So am I the rebound guy? Do you still have feelings for this dude? You know, was it your plan? If I wasn't with you and you went to the hospital and they told you you were pregnant, were you going to try to say it was mine? You just out here reckless. And so I can't really trust you right then. So I don't know.
Okay, coach, what you think?
I'm kind of running along with Pierre on that one, because it's like a cloud that you could have easily just went out there and dissipated already. Mm-hmm. You could have easily went out there and said something a long time ago, mm-hmm. like right when we first met, you know, like, hey, just so you know, I was messing around with this dude, you know, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of is what it is. That way, at least you're both on the same page. And then if whatever happens, happens. That's just the way it is. But, man, I might have to cut her loose. Because yeah. I'm like, yo, you could have told me that a mile ago. That's just me, though.
Dom, what you think? What would you do?
What would I do?
If you were pregnant and he found out it wasn't his.
Uh-oh. Watch out now.
See, for the women, the situation changes.
Yeah. Would you expect him to stay?
No, not at all. That was on me. I knew this before I got to the hospital.
Well, you knew you had had sex with the man. But you didn't know you were pregnant until you got to the hospital. You ain't had no early symptoms. Baby was sitting on your back. You know how that go.
Damn.
You got too many follow-up questions. Because
I'm in between. Is it really his business or...
Is it his business? I mean, it is now.
Jesus. Okay, wow. It is. Because it was before him. But do I expect him to stay? No. That's up to him. Right. You know, I didn't know I was. I mean, I'm just going to yell out, hey, I had sex right before I met you, bro. I mean,
and then we had sex. Like that. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely had sex. All right.
Y'all judging me right now.
We try not to. Yeah. Shayla, what you think?
I wouldn't expect guy to stay with me. It's kind of like a catch 22 situation, because when you're with a guy and y'all together and he got some woman pregnant, or maybe she was pregnant before y'all got together, he expects you to stay, you know, and work it out. We don't have that same option that it seems like. So I wouldn't expect him to stay. I mean, you know, we can talk about it and all this type of stuff, but at the end of the day, it's just like, if you want to leave, fine. But, you know, it's real difficult.
Yeah, it's a different type of situation. What you think, D-Walk?
That's a get out of jail free card.
I feel like whenever we talk about kids, you get emotional.
Really? That's a get out of jail free card. 7 months, good God, man. You can hold a lie really, really well. The fact that you knew it was a chance that, you know, this baby might not be mine. Oh, wait. She didn't even know she's pregnant?
She didn't know she was pregnant.
Oh, shit. That changed the dynamic. Yeah, it's still a get out of jail free card. I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. I'm not dealing with nobody else's kids. Sorry.
Scooby, what do you think?
So she's 7 months pregnant?
She's 8 months pregnant.
8 months pregnant.
You've been together 7 months.
We've been together 7 months.
She didn't know she was pregnant, but she admitted to having sex with a man a month prior to getting with you.
Okay, hold on.
7 months.
Going through
the
notes.
7 months. Got him, met the family and everything.
Okay. We've been together 7 months.
Yes.
Okay. She not showing.
No.
Okay. No swelling.
I don't know. I went with the lady.
So no swelling, okay.
But swelling can be anything. You know, swelling is a...
No nose spread.
Okay, thank you. All right. Uh-huh. No morning sickness?
That's 7 months, I guess. Every I do woman
no cravings?
Possibly, but she could have just been craving because she was PMSing. Mm.
And she's black?
Yes.
Bullshit. Thank you. Bullshit. Y'all know y'all bodies.
Okay.
You mean to tell me you went right. 7 months with no period and was just like, oh, I'm normal. Everything's fine. I'm not pregnant.
That's
get
what give
the
me
fuck
no
out of here.
Some women don't have irregular. Constant cycles, right, so they wouldn't irregular. Know. It's not a month.
Well, y'all constantly got that attitude
you
once a month
about,
for 8 days.
You
absolutely.
You write about. And, well,
I see, now I got one for real.
And I'm not bleeding.
What are they bleeding?
I mean, right. Listen, exactly. I'm being real. I'm being real. Y'all know y'all bodies. Y'all know when y'all butt getting big. Taking all the booty pictures and the stretch pants and all of that.
Oh,
when
my God.
I'm being honest. Y'all know your body. Y'all, why you got me more real? I don't need no more. Y'all know your body. I'm being honest. You know your bodies. And if you are a grown woman in our age group and you don't know what's going on with your body, you ain't the woman for me. I don't need you walking around smelling like fresh Pop-Tarts and
who smell like fresh Pop-Tarts?
I'm not just saying.
Ew.
If you don't know your body.
What?
If you, listen, let me finish. If you don't know your body. How do you know what smells and all that is going on if you're not paying attention?
May I interject,
why
please?
We gotta go all the way to
just because we may be grown up and That doesn't mean we don't know our bodies. Anything can happen. I had a friend. She didn't know that she was pregnant until mm-hmm. she was 8 months and on her way to the hospital.
Was it another man?
No, it wasn't. But her stomach was flat. Like, it never changed. It was like, she still was like, getting symptoms like it was like PMS every day or whatever. She didn't know, honestly. Like, it doesn't really, it doesn't work like that with everybody.
They need to take samples of her blood and pass that on in a pill or something.
Nope, because that's not how they found my daughter.
All right, let me.
It was the ultrasound.
Before we get too deep in it, let me say what I'm doing, because this is my favorite segment.
Okay.
So, y'all know me. I mean, if I know her and I don't feel like she would bullshit me for real, mm-hmm. I'm not the kind of person that'd be like, you got to get the fuck on. You knew this. Like, that's just my personal. This is me in that situation. Mm-hmm. My response to it was me on the outside looking in, me in the situation. If she's genuine, she didn't know, and she wants to continue on with me, guess what? I'm a stepfather.
Rosé is way better than I am.
And that, I mean, honestly, that's probably why I'm going through some of the shit that I went through this week with my ex and her kids. If y'all seen my Facebook post and you seen it, it is what it is. I've made peace with it, but you know, that's just me. And we'll get on that another day. But
yeah, I think for me, I was just in a similar. I think I was in a similar situation recently, and my sister saw me go through it, so it was just like, yeah, I can't deal.
Yeah, it's tough. So.
There's people out here that do that.
All right, y'all. It's just the coach here speaking to you right now. And what we're going to do right now is deal with our favorite, one of our favorite segments is Sit Your Ass Down.
Sit your ass down.
Please sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down. Sit your ass down.
Yeah. And what we do is go around the room, everybody come up with a nomination, something that didn't happen this week, this month, whatever. Go ahead and start over there, lady.
So I'm going to give a big sit your ass down to number 45. Let me tell y'all what happened this week. So I'm back in school getting my master's degree. And they told us, you know, you get your refund check. Like, that's very important when you're in college mm-hmm. is to get your refund check. So I'm waiting on my refund check to come because it's my son's birthday. Happy birthday, J2.
Happy birthday, J2.
So I'm waiting for the money, and I call on Friday because it wasn't deposited. And they were like, oh, because you're getting federal funds and the federal government is on shutdown, we can't disperse anything to you. So we had to scramble. We made it work, but we had to scramble and get it together. So I give a big, big old nasty, ugly sit your ass down to number 45. Somebody impeach him, please.
Yes. Can we drink to that?
I'll drink
to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
45 sucks ass.
Yes.
Hold on. Let's see who else we got. Let's go to Dom. What you got?
You know what? I don't have. That's week two. I need to.
I'm
fix
surprised
that.
She ain't put me in there.
I mean,
all week.
No,
a couple of y'all
probably should get in there. But
did anybody catch that she put herself in that mug last week?
I did.
That was impressive.
I did. Shut up, y'all. Don't tell nobody else.
I'm gonna broadcast it live now.
No, you know what?
I'm starting to think Dom don't have problems with people.
You know what? Because Dom stays in Dom's world in her own damn lane.
Honestly, okay? I thought it was going to be me.
I thought so too. I almost put you there, bro. I almost did. But I brought it back and I said, you know what? It's all right.
And we hugged. We family. We family.
Shit happens.
I was wrong and I apologized.
It's all right.
And I love you too. Okay.
All right, Pierre, go ahead with yours, man.
Oh, I love you. I love you before we even get into this whole thing. But my sit your ass down goes to my little sister. It goes to my little sister.
I'm the big sister, guys. Don't look at me.
It goes to my little sister. And the reason is because she's my only sister on my mom's side. But I have two other sisters on my dad's side. And so she has this thing where she is my only sister. And so I'm like, no, I have another sister. And she got mad because I said I talked to my other sister. So she hung up on me. But I think it's just something that my sisters go through because I'm the best brother in the world. Because Erica would swear up and down that she's the best sister. And, you know, there's no other. And so, so my big sit your ass down goes to Mika. I love you, even though we made up. Mwah. But yeah, sit your ass down.
You get somebody and tell them to sit their ass.
I'm selfish with my brothers, though.
I know, so it's natural. I love my sister. She's my favorite.
I'm y'all only sister. Y'all heard that? Okay. Mm-mm.
Watch out now. Shayla, what you got? What you got?
I don't have one this week. It's actually been a pretty good week for me, shockingly.
I'm shocked.
So am I. Like, it's been...
Yeah, your posts have been calm. I was worried.
I know. Like, what's going on
like
with me?
Regular like, regular shit?
It's like... been regular as hell. Like, probably because I haven't been outside. That could be it. But however, there are people inside of my house to get on my damn nerves. But they are not applicable to the sit your ass down. Because, didn't nobody bother me. And I am very thankful for that.
Yes,
very much so. Yeah. You know, and I hope this continue because we about to get this snowstorm. We about to be all shut up in the house.
Yes.
Y'all just pray for me for this next week. Just keep your fingers crossed. Because then y'all going to see me going off, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right, Dame, what you got? What you got?
Once again, this is... I got to stop giving sit your ass down to people I love. But God damn it, man. They piss me off sometimes. And actually, I got to do shit I can talk about. But so my man's, I've been waiting on him to get in touch with me recently, and he hasn't been. And it's been kind of pissing me off because, bro, like, I'm waiting on you, man. But anyways, I'm going to have to tell him to sit his ass down because if you tell me you're going to get in touch with me and you say you are, do that.
Yes.
And if it's a reason why you can't, let me know.
Know what I'm saying? That is my absolute pet peeve.
Yeah, like, I'm always straight up forward with people. And then, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to get in touch with me, if you say you are and you don't, then, you know, you need to sit your ass down.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got one, and it's been bothering me all week.
You've been waiting for today, Coach.
He got it all over his face.
And it got kind of escalated last night, too, when I was with my girl. So the whole my sit your ass down nomination goes to all, and I say all, of, like, all the news stations. I'm talking about CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
Just all y'all.
All of y'all. The reason why is because I'm sick and tired of everybody getting on their own shows, basically just running off at the mouth at each other, and nothing gets done. It's like all y'all do is just sit up there and talk about what the other people are doing that's wrong, and then nothing happens.
True.
It's like, I mean, it's been happening ever since old 45 and been in there. And I've been tired of it. So I told my girl that last night. She started noticing it because she started going through the channels and, like, they had, like, a whole panel of, like, seven people, all of them with their bad mouthing each other. And then she turned it to MSNBC, and they did the same exact thing. I'm like, look, how can people sit there and just watch this stuff? It's like, I can't do that. You got, like, real stuff happening in this world. And you're sitting up there talking about, oh, what about 45s doing? Oh, it's about the economy, blah, blah, blah. You got people dying over there over in Venezuela, over there on these all this other stuff or whatever. I remember last year when Hurricane Harvey was happening or whatever, they had like they just showed like a little blip of it in a corner. But they sit up there running off at their mouth about a whole bunch of stuff, about politics and the whole deal or whatever. But people is dying, literally drowning and floating and stuff. Right there in the corner. I'm like, yo, it's more important things to be talking about.
Right.
That's just me, though. But, I mean, it's been bothering me all week. So I've been done. I officially was done with all of them as of last night.
We protesting?
Yep.
Dang.
I'm with it.
I'm standing up.
I want to retract my sit your ass down.
Wait a minute now. Because I've been waiting on this.
This is new.
Okay.
You can't renege. What? Ain't no renege.
I thought about somebody
that just did it. That's for the culture. Do it.
All right.
That's one. Can I
go? Culture, I like that. I'm
here. So can Lady E stand up?
Why?
For what?
No, man, go ahead.
I'm lost. Anyways, so my sit your ass down, and I'm backwards from everybody. I think last week was mainly like coworkers. I think the first episode zero was coworkers too, right? A lot of coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, mine goes to my former supervisor. I want to go into detail, but this was a great week for me, and on that aspect, because most of my former team, I ain't saying if it was past or present, so if he is listening to this shit, you can still go sit your ass down, but you don't know who I'm talking about. But he tried to play us all against each other to produce numbers, to become number one in our region as far as what we do or what we were doing. And he tried to play us, and everybody got tired of being treated like we was his little bitches, his little minions, and everybody left, starting with me. And, you know, we had been with him for a long time. So, you know who you are. Go sit your ass down.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
You already got your point out. You got the point out.
All right. All right.
I'm growl.
Come on. DMX, right.
I'm here. All right. All right. All right. We back. Can I ask y'all a question?
Sure. Go ahead, darling.
What is the craziest date you have ever been on? I'm talking like... Okay, I'm going to go first. It's more weird than crazy. So... A couple friends, we used to hang out when I worked at Walmart. We used to, yep. You know who I'm talking about. I ain't going to say her name, but you know her. Shit. So my homegirl wanted me to go out with her friend because, I'll tell you, I'm going to text you after this. She wanted me to go out with her friend because she had a little thing for me or whatever. And I wasn't really feeling her, but she was a sweet girl. She was cool when we hung out or whatever. So we ended up going to... We went out to dinner and we went to the movies. The whole time we sitting out to dinner, she got her purse in her lap, her hands clenched up. Like, I don't know what the fuck she had going on in her mind because she was just all clenched up and.
What was you about to do, man?
Nothing. Like,
maybe she was nervous.
Bro, that's what I thought at first, right? We were going to go. It was the summertime. No, I'm lying. It was the wintertime because we went out twice.
So she was cold.
No, let me finish. So we go to the movies, right? The conversation was dry the whole time anyway. She barely said anything. She would answer my questions, and then all her answers would be one word, right? So we get to the movies, and she got her coat folded up in her lap. She got her purse sitting on top of her coat, and her hands are sitting in her lap, and she sat like this. I wish y'all could see me. Somebody take this picture. We're going to post this to the Facebook page so you can see it. She sat like this.
I got to think it.
The whole time. Like, it was a fucking den of wolves standing in front of her. And it was the most awkward shit ever. Anyway.
Spirit right. fingers?
Yeah. It was.
I feel like that thing is still hurting you in your soul.
Right, that was right. Passion. I felt the passion in that one.
Shayla, yeah, right. What about you?
Ooh, y'all ready for this?
Uh-oh.
All right, now. One of my friends hooked me up with one of her coworkers, probably about 15 years ago, something like that. We go to the movies to go see Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's a. I mean, you got to bring that up, but I'm saying, like, yeah, okay. So, you know, we get there, use the coupon or whatever. I hope you don't mind if I use this coupon. It was a 2-for-1. Okay, cool. I'm all for saving money. We get in there, we start watching the movie. I hear. So I'm like, I'm high as hell. So I'm not knowing what's going on. So I'm like, somebody here tripping. This movie is not a drama. I turn around, it's this nigga.
What?
He's shaking, his tears running down his face. I'm like, what's wrong with you? It just hit close to home. I'm like, what, you got shot 5 times? Like, did I miss something? Like, how is it hitting close to home? Man, no, I'll be okay. I'll be cool. So, you know, okay, whatever. Maybe he just tripping because he high or, you know, he intimidated. I don't know. So we leave. We stop at the liquor store. He said, what do you like to drink? I said, Hennessy, Remy, something, you know, top shelf. This little tiny man went inside this liquor store, brought back out a half a pint of extra smooth. And a 40 of Mad Dog 2020. I'm not bullshitting. I'm not playing. I am not playing.
Well, you went out with a pimp.
I am not playing. We in this 2-door probe that was purple.
Oh, so you was with a pimp. Wait,
I knew a guy that stayed down the street from me with a purple probe.
So you went out with a pimp named Slipback.
He like, so, I mean, all pretty right. much. I mean, like, okay, so... I stayed in the car because he was still crying after we left the movie theater. So I didn't want to go in the store with him. You know, and people see us together. So he get back in the car like, you trying to get down? I'm like, what the fuck? What is this? Oh, this extra smooth. Nah, dog. I said, Hennessy, you... Okay. I said, you know what? Just take me home. So we hop on 75. I didn't know this probe could go 200 miles an hour. We on 75. This how my uncle died. He got killed. He got shot. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm going to die. I said, let me repent. Let me repent real quick. He was drunk. I had everything. I was like, you know what? Okay. I was like, you know, that was the worst day I ever been on. Like, and after that, I don't think I dated again for like the next like 7 or 8 years. I just couldn't. It was too much. It was traumatizing.
All right. So Y'all promise no judgment, right?
I'm judging. I'm judging.
Damn, I ain't even say it, but I thought it as y'all said it.
So,
y'all are
terrible.
Only one person in this room knows what my number one fear is.
Uh-oh.
Spiders.
Go ahead and tell it.
And mild so, sauce.
I swear to God, y'all fuck not
gonna
you.
Y'all not gonna guess it.
I swear.
And so I have this friend that's real
elevators.
Messy. Nope. I have this friend that's real messy. And so he was like, hey, I need you to, you know, be the second on this date so, you know, I can get some. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm with him. We hanging out. And so he like, so when we pull up, you know, just go hang out with her. I'm like, all right, bet. Open the door. His girl opened the door. She fine. Hey, my cousin back there, you just gonna go hang out with her? Yeah, cool. I'm all of 19 years old.
Oh, you're a baby right there.
I'm 5'7". Okay. I kid you not. She is all of 4.2.
Wait, point two?
4.2 inches. I'm just joking. But no, she was 4'2". And she was 24.
Oh, wow. Mm. She's not growing no more. So
by me saying this, you know what my fear is.
You don't like little people. Mm-hmm.
If one show up right now, we leave.
Oh, you scared of little people?
Listen, you can't say that. That's discrimination.
Wait, I didn't say
the views and opinions of Pierre Robinson does not reflect the rest of the world's right. Cash.
I'm getting better.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Listen, I love little people now. I love little people now. I just can't be in a relationship.
He lying on this good Saturday night.
It's good Saturday.
Dom, you guys, y'all so rude and disrespectful.
No, you're rude.
I'm going to pray all y'all get Section 8 in heaven. I promise. Section 8.
Hey, right. Section 8 is not bad. What are you doing?
So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to make a long story less long. So it's not actually a date, but it was a night out because I haven't really been on that many dates except for with the love of my life. So
can y'all see my face?
Yeah, this
famous
behind.
Hand.
Right.
Hey,
so,
Brandy.
Hey, babe. So I met this chick right on MySpace. So that lets you know.
Oh, shit.
This is a very, very long time ago. So I met her on MySpace. And so she was like, yeah, so I'm going to be in the city because she stayed out of town. She's like, I'm going to be in the city this time and date. I want you to come over so you can see me. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll come through. So I get over there and she goes, she like, yeah, this is my uncle's house and he's my cousin and stuff. So she introduced me to everybody. And she like, my uncle going to be home in a little bit. So you're going to have to go hide in this closet. You're going to have to go hide in this closet.
We can't get away from these R. Kelly.
Before he gets home. Or when he get home, so that because he has a routine.
What's it, Mr. Big?
He has a routine that he does every day or every night when he comes home, and I want to make sure that you don't get caught. I'm like, all right, cool. So I go in this closet. It's a fucking storage closet with like food and canned goods and shit in there.
So he's trapped in the closet.
So I go in there. So I open the closet.
At least I got snacks.
So I open the closet. And it's another dude.
There's another dude in the closet.
So Mikael's owe you money.
So mind you, I'm 18, 19 years old. Shit, I might not even been that old. I had just started driving. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know, then go to the ass. So all right, I'm going to go hide in this closet with this random dude who I've never seen in my life. So I go in the closet. We sit there. Dude, I kid you not. We sat there for about an hour. About an hour and a half. And before then, she was like, so this is what my uncle does. He comes home. He's going to put his food in the microwave. He's going to come downstairs. He's going to check on us. He's going to make sure we don't need anything. And then he's going to go to his room. He's going to go to sleep. Fuck it. All right, cool. Not one time did it dawn on me. Like, what if he don't got his box mac and cheese or something? Then he needs to come to the storage closet to get his box mac and cheese. What I'm going to do then? All right, whatever. Cool. So I'm in his closet. And so, lo and fucking behold, he come downstairs and he does exactly what she said that he was going to do. She's exactly what he said that he was going to do. Came down there, checked on him, made sure he didn't need anything, went upstairs, wanted his food up, went to bed. Went upstairs and went to bed. So, after he done, we come out the closet. We go out there. I guess I'm going to skip over this part of the story. Oh. But anyway, she told me eventually that, yeah, he's into security.
and he works with law enforcement. Whoa. That's probably something you should tell me before I start, before I get over here. So,
or in the closet.
So anyways, we do what we do, which is, you know, whatever we did. And then I get out of there. I leave.
You did it after right, you still came home?
What? Do y'all not know who this man is? Are y'all really surprised?
I don't know. Yeah, so I was like, fuck that. So
wait,
anyway.
Time out, I got questions now. Was the guy still in the closet when you did that?
We'll link up after that. I'll tell you the whole story. So we do what we do. I get up, I leave. I run out the door. I hop the gate, run across the street, and then I run back around the block to get in my car. And
it better have been good.
And it was not even. It was not even, but you should be smacked. Hop in the car, hop the gate, the dog.
Damien, I'm
and
done
shit.
With you, dog. Coach, right. I'm done.
Nah, the weirdest date, if you want to use it like that, is it's kind of funny. It was with one of my exes, and it was kind of weird. Me and her was together for about maybe 3 or 4 years. She ended up cheating on me. Found out, we broke up. I was pissed. I was like, fuck this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So, and I was, you know, I'm still young. I'm like maybe like Dame was. I was about 18, 19 years old. So I get off of work. She texts me and she like, what you doing? I'm like, just get off of work. What? What you want? She was like, I mean, just hitting me up for no reason. Like, just, I thought, I'm like, what do you want? Why are you hitting me up? Why are you bothering me? Like, what's up? And she was like, well, I was just seeing how you was doing. I'm like, I'm good. What do you want? So she just got real quiet, and she called me. She's like, you know what? He ain't doing it right. Oh. Talking about the dude that she was up there messing with.
Wait a minute.
The dude that she had been, you know, did, you know, cheated on me with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and what you telling me for? I don't give a damn shit. Like, you go ahead and have your whatever. What are you bothering me about? Go on. Let's real quick. Then, so long story short. She was like, well, he ain't doing it. Like, she just kind of made some little random bets. She was like, you know what? I bet you won't come over here and do nothing. Well, like I said, I was 19 years old.
You won the bet.
I won the bet. Oh.
Good night.
So, I mean, I won the bet. I got my $20 because she bet me some money on that. I walked out of that place afterwards, got done doing whatever we was doing. I walked out of there with 20 extra dollars. I went to Wendy's and got me some chicken nuggets and
a bacon
cheeseburger. That's it. That's how my night ended on that one.
Dom, what about you?
So Dom doesn't really date much, y'all. I don't remember any weird dates, really. I'm probably the weird date that y'all go on.
Oh, wow.
I guess the most awkward is I literally, when I first moved to Detroit, I was 18, and I went out with this guy. It was around Thanksgiving. I remember that. We went out. This was literally our first date, and he took me home to meet his whole family.
Oh, the whole family?
The whole family. That
like
was,
granny?
Like, literally. Like we went over there, and everybody was there, and I was sitting there like, bro, I'm never, like, going to be here again. So, yo, bad.
You did this all prematurely.
Yeah, it was awkward. That was the most awkward. That's it. Interesting. I'm the weird date.
So, love and relationships are so weird to me in this generation. What are we dating for? What's the goal of dating? Is there a goal behind dating, y'all? Or like what are we doing?
It used to be marriage, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know what it is anymore.
I think the idea is to take out take out one piece of it. So take out the dating part. If you're dating, then sure, it's a goal. Now if you fucking with somebody, there's really no goal there.
So I've been married 8 years in a relationship for 10, so I don't understand your terminology. What is the difference between dating
and fucking around?
Yes.
All right. Dating. If we're dating, I court you. I'll take you on a date. We'll go see some movies. Maybe we'll go to the mall. If I need a coat, you'll come with me. If I got to get some tires, oil change. Hey, you want to ride me to oil change? Yeah, okay. fucking around. If we fucking around, it's like, hey, you can't see me before 10 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Oh, when you come over, drop your drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Wow.
Ain't no ifs, ain't no ands, ain't no buts. You know what it is. When we just fucking around, that's what it is. We fucking around.
But are you defining that from day one, though?
Absolutely.
Because I think that's where the confusion comes in. At, and we end up, because I know I ended up in a few situationships where it's like 1 minute, you know, we go out on a couple of dates. Next thing I know, I'm at Thanksgiving meeting your granny, eating her sweet potato pie.
May I interject, I like please? That. And see, that's the thing, too, because a lot of people sit up here and say they can handle, you know, if you just come out right with your intentions about whether we're going to be in a relationship or whether we're going to fuck around, they be like, oh, I can handle that. We just going to be fucking around. That's cool. But then when you having sex, everything gets crossed. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, it's
especially for women.
For women, mm-hmm. especially. But in yeah. men, mm-hmm. too, as much as they try to act like it doesn't. But more so for women. And if you ask me, oh, be, you know, 100 me off top. What are we doing? Oh, we fucking. Oh, okay, I can deal with that. But then at the same time, you mad because the person doing them, you can't do that.
Here's my thing with that one, right? Mm-hmm. So what if at the beginning you discuss, we're just fucking. That's mm-hmm. all I need. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. But then it goes into like y'all going out on dates and shit like that. That's when shit gets confusing. Yeah. And it's like, this is not what we talked about. That's not true. What we talked about. So
I think that what it boils down to, when we say that we're friends with benefits or we just fuck buddies, what happens is you say, I can handle that because you're going after what you want for that moment.
Right.
And once you conquer it, then it's cool. That's what we got. All I right. conquered it. And so after I conquered it, then it's like, okay, cool. Then we're just going to do this. It's like, cool, we just going to do this. And so I think that the way to dispel that is to really just choose wisely. Mm-hmm. And so if that's our mindset, if we're just fuck buddies, then that's what we are. And but so you don't take fuck buddies on dates.
That's true.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So that's
thank
the difference you. Absolutely.
Bible,
fuck
hashtag absolutely. Church.
Dating is actually dating.
I'm telling you.
This is deep.
But I think it's important, though, then, to so with rebuilding the culture, let's be real. Like, as I agree with you 1,000%. If we need, but we got to establish that from the get-go.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, and so stick to that.
Yes, and stay yeah, to that. Yeah. You know, if we just gonna get together and drop them drawers, then we just gonna get together and
don't
drop them drawers.
Don't ask me to lunch the next day. Right. Don't ask me to lunch next
and that's
week.
Gonna be what it is. And
when we're done, I'm never gonna turn down lunch.
Let's be real.
Ever.
We are human, mm-hmm. and with that being said, feelings come naturally.
But the thing is, though, if things you go out there, change, make sure you go out there and let that be known, though. And that's ultimately
right.
what it comes down to.
And that's, and yet, you know, thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth. We got to communicate. When right. you start to feel more and I'm still where we was at in the beginning,
say something.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Okay, hey, this ain't working
out. But if you
out.
Let a woman know that was a deal breaker in the beginning, is she really going to speak up if this portion of the relationship is enjoyable and I think that I can just kind of do away with the feeling?
But wait, but would he speak up if it was on the other foot?
So, but that's the difference between men and women.
But speaking from a man's perspective, it's like if a woman tells me, hey, so if I'm a man, I'm going after a relationship, but you tell me, hey, I just want to be fuck buddies. As a man, I instantly program myself and my mind to just be your fuck buddy. Mm-hmm. So the moment you say I got feelings for you, mm-hmm. then all of that's out the window because I've already programmed myself that you're just a fuck buddy.
But that's the problem. In that situation, there is no adaptability in you. So you're telling me that because you have put her in a certain category in your mind, you can never expand that box?
So here's the thing. Once as a woman, you tell me, and women think like this too. As a woman, if you tell me I want us to be fuck buddies, my thing is, I'm a fuck buddy. After I told you that I want to be in a relationship, if you say, no, I just want to be fuck buddies, how many other fuck buddies do you got?
So
your other fuck buddies done fell off, so now you're
so
in a relationship.
I think there's another layer there, and to the point where if you are only with a person in a certain way ever, then even if it's no words behind that, mm-hmm. you will understand what your position is. Yep. If this person never takes you out anywhere, never tells you anything other than, hey, we are fuck buddies. Hey, we are dating. If you only see this person, like I said, after 10 o'clock, after 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, if that's the only time you see this person and it's never been, hey, let's go hang out anytime other than that, then you know your place. You
but
should.
See, yeah, that you would expect that. But I've been in situations where we was just fucking and I had somebody that I was, you know, kind of getting to know on the other end and she seen us out in public and thought she had, you know, bae privileges. Nah, what? No, we get together when we horny. That's all that is.
So
to this day, she still hold that shit against me.
But I think in that the question is, can you expand that? Because what if it starts off, you know, in a certain category. Y'all just sleeping together. Like, nobody has any feelings. And then somebody catches feelings. So you're telling me that they can never have a conversation with you to explain, to expand that box out of them just being somebody you sleep with to potentially dating or further?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm right. not saying that they couldn't come to me. Keyword, come to me and have that conversation. But if you, before we have this conversation and we're out in public and or I'm out in public doing my thing with somebody else and you see me, you ain't got the right to be mad about that. I understand that you are probably mad about that because you have feelings that I don't know about, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so I want to pose a question. Mm-hmm. The question is, what love advice would you give to the younger you or to a person seeking love? Hmm. And we each going to take like 1 minute, okay. All right? So we're going to start with Scooby. Let's go first.
Greg, calm your ass down. Keep it in your pants.
Shame.
Respect. Have more respect. Younger Greg, have more respect for women. Mm-hmm. They are not just your toys. Mm. Take your time. Be respectful. Be the man, the young man that your father is trying to raise you to be. And pay attention. That way you will not make the same dumbass mistakes that have us regretting shit that we went through this week.
Absolutely.
Lady E.
I think I would tell myself that whatever box you have painted for the outside of what your mate is going to look like, you might as well throw that away.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything as a child and as a young adult that you are, that are deal breakers for your relationship, the older you get, the more those change and expand. And so you're not going to have the same issues at 35 that you would need solved at 21. So you need to throw that out the window and get more concrete things to become your deal breakers.
So, Damien.
Just going to steal that out of my book.
As people are trying to leave your life, allow them to do so.
That's Amen. Really good advice.
Allow them Church. To do so. If people are trying to leave you, let them go. Let them be free. Let them do them. And you continue to do you. Don't beg, don't plead, don't fight for a person to stay in your life that does not that's want real. To be there. And that's it. I mean, that's straightforward. Straight to
Dom.
That's
real.
Man, it's okay, Dom. You can love you. It's okay.
Mm, period.
Mm. It's okay. You can't expect other people to... Y'all gonna make me cry.
Oh, it's all right. Hey, it's the crier. That's what we're here for. Come on. It's all right.
It's okay to love you now.
Wow.
No matter who you are.
That's good. Hey, I love you. Look at me. I love you.
We love you, Dom.
We love you for real.
This, my spicy Negro.
This is what we don't judge. Right. This is
at
what
all.
We don't judge.
This is where you can do that.
Feel right. How you feel.
We human.
Hell yeah. This is where you can do that. All of y'all. And I mean that. And y'all at home. If y'all need us, we here.
For sure.
We are trying to rebuild this. We here.
Yep. Yes. What's up, Coach?
It's the liquor.
Younger Mr. Martiel Hollis. I would go out there and just say that stop being so stubborn. Stop being so stubborn, man. Like, you just need to, like, you know, come up off of that sometimes, man. Like, to let somebody, you know, you got to let some people in, man. You got to let some people in. Otherwise, you're going to lose out on a lot of people, a lot of relationships, man, period. So stop being so stubborn.
Yeah.
That's what's up, Ms. Shay.
Young Shay, it's okay for you to open up, be vulnerable, let the person that you with know your intentions, how you're feeling, what you're feeling like, you know. Quit trying to be the man all the time because you do not have a penis.
Listen.
I can hit it and quit it, but I can't hit it and quit it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just, you know, try to step it up a little bit and then be more understanding and, you know, be open to more things. You know, don't doubt yourself and, you know, keep everything open.
So my advice, it wouldn't be to my younger self. It would be me just passing on what my grandmother said to me, which I live by now, which is love the one that loves you instead of the one that you love.
Yeah, all right.
Because if you love the one that loves you, then you know that they'll never do anything intentionally to hurt you, because hurt is inevitable. However, if you love the one that only you love, you will be in love by yourself, broken by yourself. Mm-hmm. The question is never, are they the one? It's can they remain the one?
All right.
Can I talk to you?
I love that. That. I love that.
Can I snap? That was real. Can I talk to y'all real quick? Can I talk to y'all real quick?
No, what?
Yeah. So, in 2019, let's stop situationships. Let's stop wasting each other's time.
Please do.
Let's stop. Because people get real feelings out here. And what people don't realize, my hurt may not hurt you in the way that it's breaking me down. Mm-hmm. You feel me? We don't hurt the same. We don't. And we need to take that into consideration when we start involving ourselves with people. Like, sex is real. It's good. It's great. We love it, right? But let's be real. It comes with emotions. It comes with attachment. And when somebody is in love and you do them wrong, everybody don't handle that pain the same.
Right.
That pain is deep.
That is true.
That pain is real. That shit hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts. And we need to consider what we're doing. I mean, it's cool back in the day, you know, to have more than one girlfriend when you young and all of that. My dad told me when I was young, go out and do what you do. Have fun.
Do you.
All right, y'all.
Oh, wait. One more thing, though. It's like, hey, forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person, but everything to do with you. So forgive.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We thank y'all for listening as always.
Thank you.
Y'all know we love y'all.
Thank you.
We are going to get with y'all next week. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Woke-ish. We love y'all. And who we do this for, y'all?
For the culture.
One time for them. Y'all be safe.
All right, I'm going to
get the right arm one day, y'all.